Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Well, hello there, Friday.
Yes.
Oh, man. Antoine is feeling Friday, Monica.
Yes, I am.
Yep, he is ready for it.
All right, yeah.
But don't tell him that he has to mow the lawn this weekend, because he's going to get very upset if you remind him that he has to mow the lawn. So don't remind him that he has to mow the lawn this weekend.
Stop saying it. Stupid grass. Why does it have to keep growing?
I know.
Why is it just like a growth limit?
Wouldn't it be turf. Great if you could? Yeah, turf. That
I
would be
turf.
Turf would be great until the first time you trip, and then you get a turf burn in your own yard.
It's worth it, because that'll happen maybe twice out the year versus cutting the grass twice a month or three times a month.
You know, if you go to, say, Arizona, for example, because it's very hot there, so it's kind of hard to have a lawn unless you spend a ton of money on watering. So a lot of people there just have rocks. That's their yard, is rocks.
No, see, I don't want that either. I think grass looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So I want that, the pretty look. I just don't want to put the work in.
Yeah.
Like, if I wore makeup, like, I'd never want to take it off and have to reapply it. I just want to always look that way.
So
filters. I want a natural filter on my yard.
You can tattoo makeup on. Monica, have you ever thought about that, tattooing the makeup on?
I've seen it before, but it's not for me. No. I know some people, like, just want the eyeliner just on their face.
Yeah.
Like, I love tattoos, but no. No, thank you.
Can I ask a question? I'm just asking a question.
Oh,
so, maybe it comes off as harsh or whatever, because say getting your makeup tattooed on is not for you, right? That's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for anybody?
I like tattoos.
I know you do.
But you said what?
Is it for anybody?
For anybody.
Yeah. Like, does it look good on anybody? I don't know. I don't know. I've never known it to be.
No, but I think when
I've seen it one time, and it looks good on the girl that I've seen it on. It worked for her. And like the eyeliner and everything worked for her.
And I think, like, one thing Monica could be doing is, you know, it doesn't work for Monica.
Oh, no, I understand.
She goes, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, even if she doesn't feel anybody should have it. She's like, you know what? That's their prerogative. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I'm going to stay out of that flame.
So can we figure out a way to tattoo Antoine a lawn? I think that's what he needs. He needs a lawn tattoo.
We're back to the turf. Give me turf.
What if you get turf, but since you love the look of natural grass, why don't you get a tattoo of natural grass somewhere on your body?
Why would I do that?
Because then you can look at natural grass. Right. So, like, you could get grass along your forearm, and you could hold it out. You see, I'm holding it out, so it looks like... Then you could look at your yard. Natural grass. You see what I'm saying?
Natural grass. I think you need to start today over, Zach. It's the weekend. It's the
weekend. It's Friday.
I can't even go with you on... Oh, no.
Now it's the lawn. You can put it out there. It's nature. It'll look nice.
Hmm.
That color will pop, man.
But I want it on my yard, not on my arm.
Okay. But you have to start somewhere, and we don't know how to tattoo a yard yet. I don't know where this is going. It's Friday, right? Have we checked off the rails.
We are off the rails.
Everything
already.
Is weird now. Everything feels weird. Monica went to get coffee yesterday. You said it felt weird. You don't even know what you're doing anymore.
Yeah, I mean, because I hadn't left the house in days. So when you go like a period of time where you haven't, like, I've been out the house, but I haven't ventured out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this just feels weird. Like, everything just feels, you know, it's a new normal. I get it, but it's just
it's surreal.
Trying to adjust.
Yeah, it all feels weird. It's like when you go out during a snowstorm or right after a snowstorm, and they haven't really paved anybody's road yet, so no one else has really gotten out there, and you go out, and you're like, feels like I'm not supposed to be out here. Like, what am I doing out here?
Are people judging me? Do I know how to do this?
I'm in trouble for being out.
Yes. Yeah, I called the cops on you. I heard you were out, and it was more, did you drive?
Yeah.
How did that go? Because you were very concerned that you had forgotten how to drive, and I was very concerned that you had forgotten how to drive.
Well, I was like, you know, can you be in the house so long that you were like, you know, how do I do this? That you lose a skill, you know, from being inside?
Mm-hmm. I think you can lose your comfort with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picture Monica sitting in the car and staring at the steering wheel and just scratching the top of her head going, What happens now? How does this work?
Well, one thing, though, it's been a month and I still have a full tank of gas.
Yeah, that is true.
This is weird. First of all, that's the first weird thing. Yeah.
We should call somebody because that's a record.
I got gas yesterday and it was the first time in a while. Let me tell you, just a very unnecessarily stressful thing now because you're sitting there and you're wiping the handle and then you're trying to hold the wipe on the handle, but then you have to get your fingers underneath to the other. And you don't want to use two wipes because, you know, wipes are like gold, so you only want to use one. And it's like, I don't want anything to touch anything. Or it is the new normal.
It's a process.
Yeah, we're living in a very long snowstorm. All these years of making sandwiches. Yep. Who knew we were doing it wrong?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yes, see, now I don't know if you agree with him. He's a foodie. He calls himself a foodie.
All right.
But he says that we're making sandwiches wrong.
All right. So, I mean, but after all these years, we make a sandwich, put some stuff and some bread, and ta-da!
You put it together.
Yeah. Yeah, but he said, but the thing is, when you make a sandwich, what usually happens is that all the meat and the cheese and everything else starts to, like, you know, leak out the other side of the sandwich when you bite into it.
Yeah.
So if you bite into a burger, you know, it starts to slide out.
There is a very big challenge with the slippage sometimes. So there's a solution, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes. He says that the way we're supposed to do it, we're supposed to wrap a piece of lettuce around one side of your sandwich or your burger to keep the goods from falling out the other side.
Okay.
So he says that's the way you make a sandwich.
On the outside of the bread. So, like, it's
a cup.
Like, yeah. I was thinking an envelope, but yeah,
yeah,
a cup.
It's basically... Yeah, on one side you have lettuce folded over, holding in, you know, your burger, cheese or whatever.
What if I'm eating a sandwich what if I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Right, that does not
lettuce seem... Lettuce doesn't come with that.
It doesn't work. It
doesn't seem helpful in this situation.
Huh, should I do a bunch of peanut butter on the outside of the bread to keep the jelly in? Is it interchangeable?
It's all kinds of messy.
What is it?
I mean,
there are a lot of people that don't particularly enjoy lettuce and want it on their sandwich or anywhere near their sandwich. Hmm. But I do understand sandwich slippage.
I guess if you have a big
thing.
Sheet of lettuce, you can fold it over and it'll just, you know, you can just slide it out.
Have you ever purchased a big sheet of lettuce? Like, where can I get this big sheet of lettuce? Hey, y'all got a big sheet of lettuce? I need a big one.
Please.
I got a big sandwich and I need a big sheet of lettuce in order to hold it. What if instead of that we could...
Because I'm not a fan. Clearly, I'm not a fan of lettuce either. Unless it's, you know, I have it in a salad.
Okay.
But on a sandwich, no.
What if you could put your sandwich... Let's say you have a big burger and it's very slippy, is a pita pocket. So you just stick it in the end of the pita pocket. And now anything that falls down in there, it's just a secondary sandwich.
Yeah. It's a finger food at that point.
Mm-hmm. You could. That's a solution.
Yeah, because a lot of times I find I eat like a burger or a sandwich or
foodie
something.
Foodie versus foodie.
Yeah, and I want like one more bite. And I don't have that one more, but I don't want like a whole nother sandwich, or I don't want an extra large or something. But now I have one more bite because it's leaked down into the pita pocket, and I have my...
It's like a little surprise for you at the
end. Right, right. An extra little sandwich somethings or other.
Okay with that.
We can take his crappy idea, Antoine, and turn it into something better. What if we made like a cup out of some bacon? And you just use that as the scoopage on the backside.
See, I would take that one.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you
I would
eat
take the bacon cup.
And then you also eat the scoop once you're finished scooping out of the scoop.
See, now we're getting somewhere.
There we go.
Or you make a scoop out of, say, you know when they make edible shot glasses? So you make
that. I saw that this weekend, actually.
Yeah, so you make an edible shot glass and you put liquor in the backside. So then when you're done, you just do a shooter at the end. It's like a Bloody Mary. You know how they put food on the top of a Bloody Mary? Well, now the Bloody Mary's on the bottom.
This has become really complicated.
Hey, it was a bad idea. Then it was a good idea.
And
then I went back to a bad idea.
I think it's a crazy idea
now. We should have stopped. We should have stopped. I don't know what happened. You know, we should have just stopped at the innovative idea of a taco barn. Bang the house. Quarantine thang hacks on the way.
Yes.
I'm going to try to help you step up your game on your virtual happy hour, your Zoom cocktail parties, that sort of thing. I've got some ideas, some suggestions, and these are helpful.
Oh, boy.
They really are helpful. They're not creative
or
anything.
See.
No, I'm serious. They're helpful.
You said that last time, and the next thing you know, there was a cardboard cutout of me in a Zoom meeting.
Right, but then that turned into a really helpful idea later on of how to loop your own Zoom video, which you could also do for this for your happy hours if you from time to time maybe your friends are boring or you just want to step away for a little while, might be able to do that. But it's not that.
We'll see.
And are you going to find us a job? Is that what you have going on?
I'm going to help you find jobs. Yes.
Okay. We need those.
Yeah.
We don't have as many of those as we used to.
So I'm going to help you see what's out there.
Okay, that's good. And Monica, what do you have coming up in your thang hack?
If you don't have a mask. I have a hack for you.
Okay. Is your hack a taco shell? Will you put it like a tortilla over your face? Is that what it's going to be?
No, I mean, but that's another hack. That's something else you could do. You need to. Came down to it.
That's
tacos,
a sequel.
Tacos on the brain yesterday. Straight up.
Did.
Because we were talking. It was the Craigslist Prices Right. Monica was hosting. And the item up for sale was actually a tobacco barn, but not in her mind or mouth.
Okay, so next, we're moving to Huddleston. Yes, they have for sale a taco barn. Not a taco barn, a tobacco barn. Okay. Sorry, I'm thinking if I'm hungry.
See, now I'm disappointed because I want a taco barn.
She skipped over all the B's in the middle of that word to put together.
I need a taco barn.
I need breakfast.
And it would be such a wonderful barn, wouldn't it?
I'm for you guys.
Yes.
Maybe you
and I did have tacos last night, so
you
I was did,
yeah, because you got food from Chef T, yeah. Friend of the yeah. show, who owns a restaurant down in Wise County, and they do delivery once a week to the NRV and Roanoke. So you had it delivered to your house. How were your tacos in your own personal barn?
They were delicious. They were so good. I mean, I was looking forward to them.
Yeah, well, clearly.
So yeah, they were. Yeah.
And how much would that have sucked if Chef T brought you some tobacco instead, you know, since you had the taco barn and the tobacco barn and everything.
Talk about disappointment.
I hear you get the two confused.
Now, you know, Monica broadcasting from the she shed at her house. Maybe we should change it to the taco barn. She's broadcasting from the taco barn.
Nice.
The taco barn.
Would a taco barn have tiki motif? Is that the kind of thing it would have in the taco barn, do you think? Because I know that's not really Mexican at all, but to me, the taco barn does have sort of a Jimmy Buffett beach kind of vibe
yeah.
to it. Doesn't it?
I mean, why not?
Tiki torches out there.
Yeah. Tiki torches are always good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Monica, I think it'd be good. Light a few tiki torches right in your basement. I think that's a great idea.
No hazard there.
No, yeah. Not at all. But it's good. It's natural lighting. You know, they say you always want natural light. So the flames of a tiki torch, that works out perfect. I'm telling you, my thang hacks are better ideas than this one.
I assume so.
It's coming.
Fingers were crossed.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
I have some tips to help out your virtual cocktail parties.
You said you think.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No, that doesn't sound so confident. We'll see.
I'm off my game today, man. Look, Antoine is going to get us all a job.
I'm going to help you guys out with jobs.
All right,
yes.
Come on. We need to know. Don't even make them wait around.
So I found an app. It's called Steady App. And Shaquille O'Neal is an advocate of this app. He's an advisor on it and everything.
Okay.
Steady App finds steady work for people looking for jobs. And it even breaks it down. Once you sign up, it even breaks it down into categories. Work from home, anytime work, part-time and full-time work, or recently added work.
Okay.
So, like, for right now, you know, like, maybe on furlough or, you know, everything's up in the air.
Right.
You can download this app and look for, like, part-time jobs. So, like, maybe Amazon is hiring online.
Okay. And there are actual jobs on this thing right now. Like, I'm not going to open up and say, no jobs in your area.
So right now, somebody did this yesterday. And under the work from home category, 33 different jobs came up.
Okay.
And some of them are Airbnb, some of them are dog sitting, or some of them are renting your car out on Get Around, which I didn't know that was a thing. You can rent your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of those apps, Turo or something is another one. I'm sure I want to be renting my car
I would never do that. But that's an option. Like, if you have an extra car at home, you can rent that out type of thing. So there are a lot of different ways on this app to find work.
Okay, and I'm hoping there are some on there that are pertinent to right now and are current. Because dog sitter would be another one where no one's leaving. So they don't need a dog sitter.
The dog sitter. Or maybe they can't come back. They are out of town. They are caught up in all of this.
Okay.
And their dog is home by themselves.
Okay.
And they need somebody to go take care of their
dog. It's been a while. Someone should have gone and let the dog out already. So Steady App is what it's called?
The app is just called Steady. S-T-E-A-D-Y.
Okay. So if you're looking for work, hopefully there's something on there. Or some, you know, kind of bridge that gap and make some money. In the meantime.
Oh, boy.
Happy hour. I mean, it's what we're all trying to achieve.
Yes.
Because we want to be happy and we want to see our friends, even though we can't see our friends.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So a lot of people are doing the Zoom happy hours. Uh-huh. And Monica, you said something. You were thinking of doing a Zoom brunch. How does that work?
Well, we are at home and we have our mimosas ready to go. And we just have a brunch.
What time?
You know, cook up whatever you want.
Would your brunch be?
That would have to be like, I would think it would have to be like around 12:30.
So lunch.
No, that's actual lunch.
Right, that's lunch.
Brunch is a little bit before.
It's about
31 o'clock.
Well, we start.
That's almost a mid-afternoon snack. Like, lunch is over. They had the whole thing now where people are eating earlier. You know, eating lunch at like 11 o'clock right now. So you're practically old person dinner at that point.
It's a little late brunch. It's a little late one. You're forgetting the bruh.
It's a little late, yeah.
You're forgetting the bruh. The bruh stands for breakfast.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I'm thinking about how me and my friends would go out for brunch, and it would be like right on the tail end, right there on the cusp of you know,
they're like, hey, you got 5 more minutes to get these waffles.
Right.
If you want waffles, you got 5 minutes.
9 mimosas. Thank you very much. 12 pitchers. You know, I believe Monica is creating a new meal. It's not brunch. And nor is it people joke about the, oh, it's Linner. No, this is Blinner. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I like that.
Yes, it's all been fused
into
one.
You better copyright that, girl.
Yep.
Yes.
So a merry Blinner to you. Well, I have some tips that might be helpful for you. The first one, if you're going to do these virtual cocktail parties or whatever, is they say make it official. So send out little invitations. You know, you can do like an Evite or something. Like, all right, join me. Uh-huh. And they say create special touches. For example, like a dress code. Like, tell everyone to dress up or say it's a theme. So we're going to dress, you know, in whatever, I don't know, a speakeasy, a tiki bar.
Okay.
Tiki bar. So you got like, pull out a Hawaiian shirt and you can coordinate backgrounds on things like Zoom and have the beachy stuff. And this one I thought was cool. And I wasn't aware that you could do this, but I it was one of the things that I was wondering about these different parties that I thought was missing was music.
Yes.
Because a good party has good music. But it's tough to do here because what are you going to do? Like play it off your stupid Bluetooth speaker behind you and be like, hey, can anyone else hear this? And it's echoey and bad just like every other audio. Well, there are apps that will sync everybody together on the same music playlist.
Okay.
So, for example, there's one called Vertigo. And there's a bunch of other ones, and you can search for them. But what it'll allow you to do, in a lot of cases, you need to have either Spotify Premium or Apple Music, and then everybody syncs theirs up. Mm-hmm. And then you, like, as the host, can say, okay, here's the party playlist.
Time to
DJ.
And
it will automatically play for everybody on their own devices.
Okay.
So they'll get their own sound. It'll all be coordinated. It'll hopefully not mess up the audio of, like, one person's internet. The Wi-Fi is jacked up or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say share tips for easy-to-make cocktails. So you kind of have, like, a plan. And
I
you
like
say,
that.
Okay, here's the drink, and here's how you make it, and everybody can make it there. Ta-da!
That sounds good. None of that is crazy or really out of the box.
Those were helpful, right?
Thank you. Thank you, Zach.
And be bottomless. Don't forget to be bottomless. Yes?
I knew it. I knew it. He just
That's the dress code.
He just could not.
What if that's the dress code, like Monica says?
He just could not.
Look, you listen to her. She's having 3 meals at once. There's no rules in these things. Okay? You can do whatever you want.
That's true.
Right. And if anyone questions you, you just yell coronavirus and you move on.
And you win.
And a merry bottomless blinner to everybody.
If you ain't got a mask, well, you got Monica's thang hack, which means you should probably just stay home.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Because I do find that that's an excellent thang hack, and it's an excellent mask. If you don't have a mask, use your own front door.
Yes.
And just treat that as a mask.
That's your mask.
Ta-da!
It protects you
that's
from
right,
outside.
That's right, just stay home.
Don't leave.
Stay indoors.
But maybe
but
you
have
to leave.
Mm-hmm. And you realize, if you must leave and you forget that your mask, are you like, oh, shoot, what do? Well, I have a solution. But the thing is, you must have hair. You know, and I would say long hair for this.
Okay.
If you don't have long hair, you can probably use a wig.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I get the feeling that I know where this is going, and I don't have long enough hair for this.
Oh, yes.
This is not helpful for Antoine on any level.
Uh-uh. But if you have long hair and you're like, oh, my gosh, I forgot my mask. But I have a bow, I have long hair, and I have a napkin. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do.
Oh, good.
You're going to take your hair. You're going to part it into 2 ponytails.
Okay.
But that one ponytail, you're going to put a bow at the end, right at the tip of, you know, of that ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to create a bowl. Use a napkin and place inside of that bowl of hair of yours.
Uh-huh.
And then take that bow and swing it around.
Sure.
Put it behind your ear. You have a nice hair mask.
Okay. Antoine's trying to logistically figure this out. Don't bother.
I'm struggling. I was walking through.
You don't see it?
Every time you said it, I was trying to do it like as if I had a ponytail or something. I couldn't get it.
Uh-huh. I feel like the ponytails are coming together and the bow kind of ties them in. And then in the middle is some sort of napkin that just
it goes over your mouth. That's my guess of how this works.
To really seal it over your face. But yes, you take that one ponytail, that bow will go behind your ear. You'll sweep it around.
Okay.
So it'll be over your
face. So you need a lot of hair for this one.
So the bow's kind of like a headband?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like a little headband. Or okay. Not a headband, but like a regular rubber band or a hair bow.
All right.
And you tuck that behind your ear. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
So you have to swing it around.
I don't know what day it is. I can't. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I see it. Yeah, there it is.
Yes.
There it is. Yep. It's kind of like.
But right you can make it, if you have a lot of hair, you can make it work.
Right now, it's kind of like when somebody takes me outside and be like, hey, do you see the Big Dipper? And I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I see it.
Right, you don't, but you just want it to end.
That's where it is.
Right, because then they're saying, no, look at 32 degrees on the vertical horizon. You're like, all right, fine. Yeah, I see it. Whatever.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Okay, amen. Let's come on.
Yeah, I totally see this.
I hate masks, by the way. I hate them. I really hope that this is not something that becomes a permanent fixture in our culture.
I think it is.
Because it's in Asian cultures, they've been doing it for years, the mask thing. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Wear that stupid thing. You got to smell your own hot breath. And yesterday, the mask on, and all it does is slide up my nose and try to poke me in the eyes. Like, it keeps going up toward the end of my eyes, and don't touch your face. Don't touch your face. Can't touch my face, but I have to touch my face because I want to get the mask to go down. I'm not a fan of the mask. So, Monica, the woman yesterday, what she did, because she's got the mask on, but she also wants, you know, social distancing. She wants people to stay away from her. So she designed a mask that had, a man... they were drawn all over the mask. It was some of those.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so basically what she was saying is, if you can see these, then you're too close and get away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But people really, I don't know where it was, but people were totally vibing on this thing, and it went viral on the internet. So now she's making them and selling them and donating money to charity, and she's already raised $50,000.
Wow.
I know. How about that?
That's impressive.
Wow. Just for a mask with a bunch of things on them.
No,
so,
thank you, though.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I'll donate that to somebody
else. There you go.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
That's top trending. First, some goofy stuff.
Okay.
This is trending since everybody is at the house and not going no place.
Mm-hmm.
So what you end up having is a lot of useless outfits.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of things that just don't go.
Right. Because there's nowhere to go with them. They're going out.
Uh-huh.
You know what they say, cocktail dresses. You ain't going to no cocktail party.
Yeah.
Evening gown. There ain't no evening.
No.
So what is a growing trend, and you can see people doing this and they're sharing the pictures on their social media, is they're getting really dressed up to take out the garbage or just whatever.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Stun on them.
Showing off that outfit.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You want to put on your sparkly dress? I mean, Monica, you have a lot of, I'll call them New Year's Eve outfits. And I mean, is there really a time or a place for those right now?
No. I know I have one dress. I'm like, maybe I'll save it for, you know, birthday Zoom happy hour or something. I don't know.
Do you have any plans? Because you've talked about it is the weekend. I know sometimes you can't even tell the difference, but you know, you got the weekend, maybe changing it up, having some sort of funky outfit or active wear.
Well, I don't know. I may change it up because like the other day I was like, I'm going to wear jeans. Like, that's my big woo.
Because
I'm like wearing athletic wear.
I don't think I would ever
put
jeans on if I wasn't leaving the house.
No?
Why would I put jeans on if I'm not leaving the house?
Oh.
It's sweatpants and basketball shorts.
Yeah, but when you only have sweatpants and basketball shorts, it's really hard to get motivated to do anything, man.
Well, jeans, good gracious.
Because I've been doing for the most part.
I have athletic wear on.
Yes, Monica.
But then I jump and I take a shower. I work out, take a shower, and then I put on more athletic wear.
Right.
So I'm like, let me actually put on some clothes. You know, like real clothes.
Because I'm not what I've been doing. I mean, I get up, I go to work, so I've been dressed. And let's make no mistake, this is not a formal environment. So
no, it's not.
I'm sitting here. I have jeans on. But when I get home, I don't take them off. Like, I still keep my jeans on.
Oh, no. I treat my jeans like women treat their bras. As soon as I get home, basketball shorts, sweatpants.
Yeah, I understand. But the problem is, as soon as I put the sweatpants on, day's over. Like, I can't get nothing done. I don't want to exercise. I don't want to do no work. And it's 10:45 a.m. sometimes. I mean, that can't happen.
I've conditioned myself to be able to work in my sweats.
Okay.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process.
All right. Well, I try to believe in the process, but I cannot trust the process.
Number two.
Number two, trending plants.
We're buying a lot of them.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're into buying plants right now.
It's a thing now.
House plants. I know a lot of people have been talking a big game about I shall be gardening this year. That is what I will do. I'm going to grow my own food. I'm not going to go to that stupid grocery store anymore. We'll see on that one, because that takes a lot of work.
A lot.
Yeah. Monica, have you been doing any plant buying, or have you thought about purchasing some plants or anything like that?
I thought about it, but I'm like, I don't want to get too crazy with it and then be like, okay, now I have all these plants.
Yeah.
They're just like falling over.
And that's the problem too, I have a survey where 30% of Americans say they're very bad at keeping plants alive, and another 15% weren't very sure that they were very good at it. So that's 45% of us that say, I'm going to probably kill this thing, which is kind of what happens to all the plants in our house.
It's a circle of life.
Yeah. But so I believe that circle of life could be wider.
Yeah.
It could be larger. My wife would do that all the time. You get in the springtime and you get in the planting mood. So she would start planting stuff in the backyard, which I called the future, funeral home.
Yes.
That's what it was going to be. In about a month, when she got sick of dealing with it or pulling the
every
weeds
day,
or watering,
yeah.
Next thing you know, it's all dead. So you want to bring some life into the house, though, some plants and everything.
Yeah. Number one.
Okay. So this guy's pretty awesome. He's a World War II veteran.
Okay.
He's 99 years old. And what he said he was going to do was, I'm going to complete 100 walks of my garden before my 100th birthday. Right. Keep in mind, he's 99. So really what he was saying is, I'm going to walk this distance and I'm going to try to get it done before my 100th birthday,
okay,
which is on April 30th. And what he put out there was, I'm going to try to raise a little bit of money. Let's try to raise $1,200 for donations. So he had a Just Giving page. It was like a GoFundMe page. And he said, let's do $1,200. So it went viral. How much do you think he's raised so far?
Well, your tease, you said millions. Yep. So I'm going to say $3.7 million. Dollars.
Monica Brooks, what do you say?
$4 million.
$4 million. I'm sorry. The correct answer is 20. $20 million.
Wow.
$20 million.
Wow. What is good.
Yeah. How about this? And
$20 million.
He just completed the walks, too. So he's done early. Here he is.
And here he comes. Captain Tom Moore, like approaching his 100th birthday.
He's in England.
100 laps of his garden during lockdown. All of the money going to NHS charities. A guard of honour from the 1st Battalion, the Yorkshire Regiment. Inches to go. And there he is.
There he is.
Congratulations. Well done. Captain Tom, how do you feel this morning?
Fine. I'm surrounded by the right sort of people.
How about that, dude?
It's awesome. $20 million. Good gracious.
He's about to be 100. He recently underwent treatment for cancer and a broken hip. And he did this walk, and they are now calling for, it's a petition. It's a good petition, and I agree with it. They want him knighted. Because that's what they do over there.
Yeah.
They give you the sword on each shoulder.
He becomes a sir.
Yeah, and I dub the Sir Tom Moore of the whatever battalion or regiment or whatever. I mean, come on. They knighted Elton John, which I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but if they're going to knight Elton John, 100-year-old World War II veteran who just raised $20 million, this seems like a no-brainer.
He deserves it.
We need a much longer sword, though, to knight people right now. So it's way out there. So shout out to him. The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. We've survived another longest week ever.
We made it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Next week will be the longest week ever.
But we got to get past this long weekend first.
Exactly. A really long weekend. You're looking at it that way. But a lot of stuff went down on the show. And sometimes even we forget what we've done around here. Monica, Antoine and I were talking earlier, and I brought something up that he and I talked about on Monday that he thought we talked about a month ago.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that was a few days ago when you told me that. Yeah.
And he thought it was March.
I'm confused.
I'm
so confused.
Yeah. But, you know, here we are on March 73rd.
Yes.
And a happy March 73rd to everybody.
To you as well.
We count down the top moments of the week, and I couldn't decide on number three if it was going to be one clip or the other, so I'll just play both of them because coronavirus, there's no rules.
All right, so we can have 3A and 3B.
Right.
Yeah.
So 3A, Monica Brooks had to drop the hammer in her house because, you know, now you are parent, wife, best friend because you have no other friends, your teacher, superintendent, janitor, cafeteria lady. I mean, you are all of these things. So you had to drop
the
hammer
holes.
On your daughter for her flagrant wasting of the most valuable commodity that we all buy and sell and trade now, toilet paper. Don't ever waste toilet paper.
I had to scold Ava because she wastes toilet paper. And I walk into the bathroom and she had used toilet paper to like dry one of her doll's hair or something.
Excuse me?
I don't know. And I said, Ava, excuse me. I said, what is this? And she was like, what? I said, there's toilet paper in the trash can. I said, what is this? What was that toilet paper used for? She's like, well, I just had to, you know, wipe off this and then. I'm like, oh, no, 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 honey. Mm-mm. I have the kids. If they wash their hands, they get a napkin. They wash their hands and they dry with a napkin. I said, well, you're going to use that napkin for your mouth later when you get your lunch. So you just set that back down.
Oh, God, we have clip 3A and 3B. They have napkin A.
I forgot about that.
Napkin B. Oh, yeah. But paper products are in short supply right now.
Hey, can't be wasteful.
Monica, do you feel like she will have learned her lesson? Because I feel like my kids never fully learn their lesson. You tell them something, and then 2 days later, they do the same thing. And I forgot. Oh, my bad.
No, she understands.
Okay.
Mama only got to tell her once.
She gets it.
Yeah, see, Mama's got a look that I don't have. I don't know what it is. She's got that stern mama look that means... You do what I say or you're going to be in serious trouble. And when I try that look, it just makes everybody cry. Like, I look too mean and scary. I don't know what it is. Okay, so clip 3B, because, oh, I know what it is. I know why they listen when Monica talks. Because you never know what kind of sinister past could be kicking around. You know, because we were talking about, do you want to know how many murderers you've met in your life?
Gotcha.
Like, just, hey, you know, you randomly see somebody at the grocery store. They're a murderer. How many times have you met someone who's a murderer?
I also want to know that.
You want to know that one?
I want to know that one as well.
Monica, I do want to know that one.
You do? You want to know the murder stat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if you work with them?
What if they're Monica?
And you've only been there for 13 months.
What do you think, Monica?
I'm not being specific. I'm just saying.
Right. What?
I'm not naming names. Monica, what do you think?
What would they tell you if you'd only been working with them for 13 months and haven't seen them in one?
And I don't believe any of that to be true,
uh-huh.
But I'm also going to listen to her when she tells me not to waste any toilet paper. That's a definite. We move on to top moments of the week, number two. Monica, do you remember how disappointed Antoine was in both of us earlier in the week when we were playing Fat Chance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
No, she doesn't.
I had to think back.
No, like, we couldn't think at the time. We couldn't think back either. Antoine was very mad because he's a big superhero guy.
Yes.
And neither of us are very good at superhero things. So the category in Fat Chance was superheroes whose names are based on insects or animals.
Yep.
And the challenge was to get like three. I mean, that's all you had to do, Monica.
So you didn't think about saying Batman or Spider-Man?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, those guys. Yes.
Yeah. That,
yes.
That Black Panther didn't cross your mind. So disappointed in you.
Oh, man.
You don't think of Batman and Spider-Man.
I think of them as men, Antoine. I don't think of them as...
What about Ant-Man?
Spider-Man doesn't count.
Yeah, I think of Ant-Man as an ant.
You think of Ant-Man as an ant, mm-hmm. but Spider-Man not as a spider?
Right, because Ant-Man's little.
Spider-Man's a teenager.
But he's full-sized.
I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore, guys.
Well, you have to be.
I'm just stuck.
You and I, it's the same. I wasn't any better because I think you had to get four and you only got two, and they were the only two I could think of too.
Was you guys Ant-Man were the worst.
Horseface.
Uh huh.
That's not a person, or a superhero.
BoJack Horseman.
That's a character. Not a superhero.
But he's pretty amazing.
He's not a superhero.
He's pretty super. I don't know. He's got some magical powers. Top moment of the week. Backwards game is still one of our happy places here on the show.
Game.
Yeah, we can all get together and we can do stupid things and we can just be fun and laugh and whatever. So we were doing iconic movie quotes, the most famous movie quotes of all time. And the phrase was from Star Wars, Darth Vader, "I am your father."
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got that whole, you know, breathing through his coronavirus mask or whatever it is. And when Monica did the Darth Vader breath, it was so deep and strong. I mean, you really got in on that breath. It was thick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
yes,
strong.
I mean,
well, yes. you got to try to win the game.
Yes.
I mean, just listen to it. You can feel it. It almost hits you in the face when it starts. Just think, when you get up on your speaker and just think about it.
Her father for my mayor.
Oh, my God. Well, you fell apart there at the end, but I'm going to tell you, it was worth it just for your hot breath into your microphone. I could almost smell it.
It was warm.
It was.
It was warm.
It was, if a trash can could breathe, that's what it would sound like.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
That's the kind of breath.
Okay.
When a girl gets too drunk and she throws up and she still wants to cuddle with you,
yeah, that's
her breath.
That breath.
She's like, right, I love you.
Oh, no.
I mean, that is the bottom of a dumpster after it's rained in the summer. I mean, that's
gracious.
And your breath doesn't really smell like
okay.
that.
Okay.
But that was strong.
What?
Monica was trying to win the game.
She was
focused on winning.
So my breath kind of like, it sounds the way you describe your breath when you put your mask on.
Yes.
Like, it's like, that's right. What you talk about.
And
yes.
Again, you don't have that breath, but I mean, it's... You can feel it. I'm telling you can feel that.
I call that commitment
to
winning.
Oh, I feel it, yes.
Yep.
She was going all out.
Yep. The fact that you can be so strong.
That's right.
You can manage to violate all social distancing rules over a speaker is... That's impressive, man. That'll blow your eyebrows back this morning. Fork you! There she is.
Fork you.
There you are, broadcasting live from the She Shed, the taco barn that is Monica Brooks's basement, as we try to free it up for the weekend.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? And I know this is going to make you uncomfortable, Antoine, but I'm sorry.
I don't want to be uncomfortable.
But fork you to not being able to lick things anymore.
Come again?
Yes, not being able to lick things anymore.
What?
I think I'll need more detail, but I'm not sure if I do.
I'm just over all of this stuff. I got to be so careful with everything.
Oh, you mean like lick your fingers?
Yes, that's the challenge is I had to go.
After you eat chips.
I was at the grocery store in my neighborhood and I was buying a couple things of produce and you got to put the produce in the bag.
Yes.
And their bags are this weird material that it's really hard to open the bag, the little plastic bag.
Right.
And you really need to be able to lick your finger to pull it right open. And I can't. Uh-huh. I can't lick my finger. I can't lick my finger even if I want to because I have a mask on and I don't have fingernails. So I am fumbling around like a moron over and over again because I had multiple produces to purchase.
Uh-huh. But you couldn't get in the bag.
I just want to be able to lick stuff, guys. Is that so wrong?
When you put it that way, it is. Can you explain it? Not so much.
I don't want to lick any other people. I just want to be able to lick my own fingers. I want to be able to say things like this fried chicken is finger licking good and not feel uncomfortable about it. We ruined an entire brand. We can't do that one anymore.
Yeah, they lost their slogan.
And it's not coming back. It ain't coming back anytime soon. Yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah, I want to be able to lick stuff.
Fork you!
But Antoine's mad at birds, so yeah. There.
Fork you to birds. You know who's enjoying this quarantine? All these birds.
Oh, yeah.
I hear nothing but birds chirping and singing and talking to each other just all the time, throughout the entire day. I've never heard birds chirp as much as they are chirping right now.
And do you figure it's because you're being forced to slow down and you're noticing more, or do you feel like they are rubbing it in?
No, they are out and about and they are just having a ball. They are having gala events.
Yes.
Just up and down like, chirp, chirp, nobody's out here. Chirp, chirp, ha ha, look at them stuck inside. Chirp, chirp, idiots. Like, that's what the birds are saying to us. Yeah. They're just flying around. They don't have to worry about getting hit by cars. They can poop where they want to. Like, it's just so frustrating.
It's actually, they're pooping all our cars because the cars ain't going
nowhere. Nature is having a party.
Exactly.
Right, nature is having a party, Monica. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, we had there was like a mama bear and her cubs walking around Roanoke somewhere. And did you see that in the news?
Yeah, you know what? I did, actually. Some bears walking around.
Yeah,
the
they said that.
And the birds, man. It's like zippity-doo-dah around here.
The squirrels.
Like, oh, this is nice.
The squirrels, yeah. They said the lions in Africa were laying on the road just taking a nap.
How dare they try to take back this earth?
I ran a squirrel off of my back deck. I ran a squirrel. True story. I ran a squirrel off my back deck, and it just jumped off. And I just stood there. I'm like, where did the squirrel go? I see the squirrel's head peek back up from underneath the deck, looking like, is he still here? Doesn't he know he needs to be inside?
Yep. Haven't we killed all these two-legged, you know, evil things yet? Why are they still here? You know, I've noticed the same thing, too. There's this one red cardinal. He's hanging out in my yard lately.
Yeah.
And he kept coming back. And he seemed like he was, he was testing his limits. He was hanging out really close to us to the point. I stuck my finger out because I thought maybe he'd jump on it.
Yeah. See?
He did not jump on it.
They built the birdhouse for us. They built human houses
We're
for us.
We're the birdhouse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying fork you to juice, to orange juice.
Okay.
Because I went out for a grocery run a few weeks ago, and the one thing that the family said, get some orange juice.
Okay.
The orange juice is still sitting there. Like, no one has touched the orange juice. Like, and I'm like, okay, so y'all asked for this orange juice, and now it's just been sitting there for weeks, and I keep looking at it like, okay, something needs to be done with this orange juice. So that's one reason why we were talking about Zoom, and I said I want to have a Zoom brunch.
Mimosas.
Or whatever. Okay. I'm like, I'm going to use that orange juice.
Do you think it's still good? I mean, you say it's a couple weeks ago. I don't care. Is the bottle?
I don't know.
I guess
look at the date, but we're going to use that orange juice.
I guess if you pour it into alcohol, it'll be okay, right?
Yeah, it kills all of that.
It'll kill everything that's in it.
who or what needs to be told.
Fork you.
Fork you during all of this. We have a text at 52353. Fork you to delicious red wine during quarantine time. I may have had an extra glass or two. And then they put eyeball emojis, which makes me think or three or four.
Uh-huh.
I was playing around. My lady fell off the bed, broke the wine bottle with my arm, had to get 11 stitches. No.
Oh,
you know who's undefeated?
Man.
Gravity. Gravity is undefeated.
Oh, I was like glass.
That too.
Yep.
Glass. They're a tag team.
Glass is undefeated.
G&G. Gravity and glass.
You know who's undefeated? Sucks. Bad judgment is always undefeated.
11 stitches.
We were
talking about that recently with your boo-boo.
You don't want to get stitches right now.
You don't want to go out to the doctor?
No. And 11 stitches is too many to use duct tape and scotch tape and glue.
Take the arm.
And we need this because, Monica, we almost lost Antoine yesterday.
What was he doing?
It was almost a
doing?
Sad day.
And we can't have that day. Right now. We'd be shorthanded. And that's just
a sad day.
You know,
almost died.
You almost died. And
I almost died.
Doing something so dumb.
I went for a run yesterday.
Right, I rest my case.
And I don't know if my breathing pattern was wrong or the UPS guy that cheered me on got me a little too hyped. But my brain started it felt like there was a vice grip on my head and I couldn't catch my breath. And I was like, oh my God, this is how it ends in the middle of COVID-19. But nobody's going to come out here to check on me because everybody has to stay 6 feet away.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to be laid out here until my body just.
Are you okay, sir?
I was scared, guys.
Screw it, whatever.
I was so scared that I wasn't going to be here for you guys on a Friday.
Did you have to, sit down or, rest? Or
I bent over hands on my knees like I was twerking almost to catch my breath. Probably if somebody didn't realize what was going on, and obviously most people did, they looked out their window like, excuse me, what is he doing?
It's the twerk of death.
That's what it was.
Yes, that's what it was.
That runner's twerk.
Gosh.
And that's what it always ends up being is all of your injuries. They're never for something cool.
They're never fun.
Right. Like, you weren't trying to chase down a purse snatcher yesterday.
No, I wasn't trying to be a hero.
Yeah, there was none of that. You were doing nothing. You were just the man running around like a doofus.
Oh.
And then that's what happens. I got not one but two splinters the other day from one log.
What were you doing with the log? Were you doing
a log.
Fire?
Mm-hmm. I was trying to get the fire pit together, and I was stacking logs, and that thing hit me in two different spots, and they were both splinters are just, they're the most serious minor injury, I believe, in the world.
I think so, too, and they're the ones that tease you the most because you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, ha-ha, I'm here.
You can see, you don't want to get infected because, once again, you don't want to go to the hospital or doctor's
and
office.
And you can't. And then sometimes you get that tiny little tip of the wood sticking out, so you try to pull on it. What does that do? Yep. It breaks off. Yeah, it breaks off.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that thing in there, and it's sitting there, and it's like, you can't get me, but if you don't, I'll get infected. And
oh, it's the worst.
Man, I don't even want to drive by urgent care right now.
Uh-uh.
And nobody does. I notice we've got one of those urgent care or ERs or whatever. It's got the little timer outside. I swear to y'all, it has not been over about 2 minutes any time on my way to work.
I thought it said we're open. I thought I drove by it and it said we're open, letting people know, hey, swing on by if you need anything.
Yo, do something stupid and injure yourself because we open over here. But usually, I mean, it is early in the morning, but even still, it says 8 minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes. Every day, one.
They ain't got no business. They giving out gift cards.
Mm-mm.
Just swing on by.
This morning I drove by, it said, hi, Zach. I mean, it was right there. This stupid random injury. Monica, do you have any random injuries? Has anything happened in the house while you've been trapped in there? Anybody else? Kids are always good at hurting themselves in stupid ways also.
Oh, yeah. The kids, I think, is what my main worry is because they're always jumping around. And Hendrix, he's 5, so he's always just jumping on the bed, leaping off the furniture and everything else. I'm like, please, just stop because I don't want to have to take you to the doctor. I'm like, if you break something, I'm just going to have to, do a virtual conference or something with the doc and be like, hey, how can I fix this at home?
I got a needle and I got some yarn. Can I knit this boy some stitches?
What can I do?
Time to YouTube it.
Let me knit him a helmet. Let me figure it out. I know. And they always say the same thing, don't they? These children, Monica, they always say the same thing. We're like, be careful. Don't fall. I won't. Yeah. Oh, well. Who
I
knew?
Know. Like,
well,
they know.
They're being as careful as they can be
in order
to have the fun they want to have.
Hey, you're running around in the kitchen for the 400,000th time. That's what, in my house. And I tell them not to because I have a really hard tile floor in the kitchen. I mean, it breaks everything that you drop on it. And I don't want it to break a skull.
Uh-huh.
And that would be bad. So I say, I don't want you to fall. I won't. Like, okay, good. Wait, let me try this. I'm not getting coronavirus there.
There you go. You're not going to get it.
Yeah. We can end all this social distancing. We can end all the lockdowns. If we all just declare we're not going to get it.
Yes.
By the logic of a 7-year-old, that works out perfectly.
We have to live our lives with the confidence of a 7-year-old.
Defiance.
That's what it is.
Yes, the straight defiance.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Something pretty cool. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Did you see where they were helping out people?
They were delivering
food.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're in LA right now, and they've been trying to be kind of low key, but at the same time, they want to help people during this pandemic. So they've been delivering food to people that need it, that are, you know, homeless or, you know, can't get out the house.
Yeah.
So you might see, you know, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle show up at your door.
That'd be cool.
That would be a long trip from Los Angeles. That's for sure. Man, and not that we're sitting here and pitying them, because they are still perfectly rich and well off. But man, that's some sucky timing to give up all your royal monies. And then this happened like a week later.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened there. It's just oh my God, I got to start paying my own bills.
You gave up the castle.
Oh, I know. And just really at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know, at the very least, they've sat there and thought, oh my, really? I mean, this is
we
what
could
happens.
Have waited 6 months.
Uh-huh.
6 months.
Had we just not told the queen on that Tuesday and said we would have told her at the next tea party, we'd be in quarantine. We wouldn't have to see each other anyway with the rest of the family, and everything would have been fine with the royal monies. But yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. We joke about
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, they're having fun while in quarantine Blake, he allowed Gwen to cut his hair.
And isn't he growing a mullet or something? Did I see that?
It looks like it. I don't know if he's intentionally trying to grow a mullet.
I think
he is.
I think he's intentionally trying to grow a mullet. I thought I saw somewhere where he said he's going to bring his mullet back, because there are some country music stars that are sort of, they're trying to bring that back deliberately as a, hey, I know Morgan Wallen.
Is it
Wallen
because of Tiger King?
No, it was before Tiger King. But
you just can't get to your barber.
Oh.
That's also probably going to help. And the fact that none of us can get to our barber. So the mullet is one that's it's not too hard to do at home, because you really just need to be spiky on top and just let it grow.
And I just looked at Gwen Stefani gave him the mullet.
Gave him the mullet.
Yeah,
see?
Gwen Stefani cut it on purpose for it to be a mullet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
also were talking about how Gwen Stefani, you know, where she has kids and with her ex-husband.
Yeah.
But they are having issues now with everything, how to co-parent.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to, like, you know, fly the kids over to his house, and they don't want to, they just want to be out if they don't have to.
That is a challenge I know a lot of people face just in everyday life. And I'm sure there's people listening right now that are struggling with this, where normally you had joint custody and the kid would be at your house sometimes and the other house. And now that's really not what you should be doing. So how does it work and who gets to see the kids? And then you got this other person who never gets to see the kids. And it's tough.
Yep. But it's not tough for Lizzo. Well, actually it is, because she burned her nuggets.
She burned her nuggets.
Come on, Liz.
She was just trying to do.
You don't want to burn the nuggets.
Her Instagram live, and all of a sudden she realized my nuggets is burning.
I've been working in my studio with people, and I have songs. I'm really excited about them. And maybe when they get a little bit more finished, I'll play them for you. So I might give you little snippets, because I know every artist. Oh my God, my pizza nuggets!
She's so bad.
Pizza nuggets, bro. Oh, I left them in the...
Off. Done. That's it.
She's
the end
serious
of the
about those pizza nuggets.
She did. She threw her phone on the ground.
What are pizza nuggets? I got to look this up.
She thought the same thing.
What is a pizza nugget?
Because I love me a nugget, and I love me some pizza. Did we put those together? Or is she calling, is it like a Totino's pizza roll, and that's what she's calling?
Pizza flavored chicken nuggets.
Ew.
So maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Foods.
I'm like eating that.
And it seems like, I don't know.
Mozzarella cheese, Parmesan.
Okay.
And coat it with pepperoni seasoning.
All right. Maybe those are good. She's very upset.
I tried it.
So she must think they're delicious in some capacity.
Now let's play. It's the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Show news.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What's up, everybody? It's Zachary. It's time for you to pay attention to me, and let's play the hip hop spelling bee.
Yes.
You know, we should probably also should change back that thang up.
Okay.
Back that thang up to over there.
Yes. Back it up over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back that thang over there. that's good. Monica Brooks live from the Taco Barn in her basement. I hear little goblin noises. Is the little goblin awake?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, Hendrix is up.
You know what? Maybe
came around the corner and scared me.
Oh, did he now?
Yeah, he did. He popped up. He said, hi. I'm like, oh, really?
Almost hit him on the head like a whack-a-mole. Yeah. Boom, sit back down.
Man,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I love you, son. Come here.
He does sort of have that whack-a-mole quality, too. So I like that. You know what? He might be able to help you here in the hip-hop spelling bee because he's five. He's learning his letters. He's doing all sorts of stuff. And, you know, you got to – I think this counts as extra credit for his homeschooling, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an extra grade.
Yeah.
So if you want to solicit his help, then, you know, you feel free at any time. We'll see what Hendrix thinks in the hip-hop spelling bee. So it's Monica versus Antoine in the game. I give you a rapper. These are real rappers. Usually I go to Friday New Music, and there's about 25 of them I've never heard before, and I can roll them right in. It's a new list every single week. Amazing. So you get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal, and we'll stop playing whenever it is we feel like we stop playing. Let's play the game. Monica Brooks, I'm going to have you go first in the game, ladies first, so you and Team Hendrix. Please spell six dogs.
Six dogs.
Right. And I don't know if that's six people who make up six dogs or if it's one person who fashions himself as six dogs. Nah, I have no idea.
Six dogs. Hendrix, you know anything about six dogs? No? Okay.
Yeah, they always
I take that as a
always
no.
Clam
thanks for
up.
Playing
he's
along.
Like, yep, anytime you want him to talk, you're like, nope, I ain't gonna do it.
He's like, what is six dogs?
Six dogs.
But okay, six dogs. Okay, S-I-X. No, actually, I'm changing it. Okay, six dogs. The number six. D-O-G-S.
Okay.
All right.
Six dogs.
Very straightforward.
Correct.
Yeah. Ooh, you corrected yourself right at the end. The number six.
Woo!
D-O-G-S is six dogs. That's a point from Monica Brooks. Antoine!
All right.
You are up in round one. Please spell T-M-88.
T-M-88?
Yep. T-M-88.
All right.
While he's thinking, I should let you know there is a tractor trailer accident on 81. It's at mile marker 130.5 northbound. Left shoulder and right shoulder closed. Looks like all lanes are open, but there are delays are possible there. 81 northbound.
All right.
TM88.
TM88. I'm just going to go the letter T, the letter M, the number 88. TM88.
All right. Correct. Yep,
there it is.
Trademarked in 1988 would be my guess on why they're called that.
Maybe, you know, I didn't check. A lot of times I go to an interview just to make sure. If they're called trademarked in 1988, then I apologize. But you got it right anyway.
That would be my guess on why he's called that.
Maybe. Like he was born in 1988, so he's trademarked.
That'd be my guess.
Who the heck knows? All right. We're all tied up. We move up to round two here in the game.
Round two.
Monica Brooks, I thought of you when I saw this rapper's name. Please spell Wi-Fi's funeral.
Wi-Fi's funeral.
Monica loves to get on your Wi-Fi.
That's so sad.
No matter where you are.
Losing the Wi-Fi.
Why not? Maybe it's, you know, it's wicked slow. That's what it is. Wi-Fi's funeral.
Okay. Wi-Fi's funeral. Okay. So Wi-Fi's funeral. Okay. It'll be F-U-N-E-R-A-L.
Okay.
Yep.
Wi-Fi's funeral.
No! That means you're wrong.
Sorry. Antoine, your chance to steal in the game. Go for it.
Wi-Fi's funeral. There's just so many things.
There's always so many things. Antoine's binge watch weekend is so many things, and it's coming up here in a few minutes.
Wi-Fi's funeral.
Also, I have this little, you know, we're talking about nature taking over, and now that we don't go outside at all, I have in Blow Your Mind, a little Animal Kingdom tidbit. What animal has best friends?
Not Wi-Fi's funeral, I promise you
that.
Not
Wi-Fi. You don't know nobody.
W-Y-F-Y apostrophe S F-U-N-E-R-A-L. Wi-Fi's funeral.
Ooh. That means you're
wrong. I was close?
No.
Okay.
No, actually, Monica was closer. It was, and it's all one word. Not that that really matters, but it's all one word. W-I-F-I-S-F-U-N-E-R-A-L. Wi-Fi's funeral. It was actually fairly straightforward.
Crap.
I know.
Well.
You threw an extra I in there that you didn't need. Okay.
This is stupid.
Antoine, that one might be stupid, but they're all a little bit
this
stupid.
This is going to be stupider.
You get this right, you win. You get it wrong, Monica gets a chance to win. You both get it wrong, we move on to the finals. Here we go. Please spell Saucy Santana.
Saucy Santana.
Saucy.
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 Santana.
Saucy Santana.
Don't know if it's a group, a man, a woman. I have no idea.
Saucy Santana. S-A-U-C-Y. S-A-N-T-A-N-A. Saucy Santana.
Saucy Santana is...
Yes!
Correct.
Oh, I was
gonna
say. Oh,
he's just
yeah,
saucy.
Buddy. Oh. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And what they do.
And they stay there.
Yep, Saucy Santana. S-A-U-C-Y, Saucy. Santana. S-A-N-T-A-N-A.
Santana.
And if you go in here, put your hands in the air.
You were no help.
What's that, Monica? What'd you say?
No help today.
No help? Oh,
I told Hendrix, I said, you are of no help.
He was of no help. He was a lousy teammate.
He just said, really?
Now.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
We're going to a little blow your mind. I've got a little nature lesson here in a minute.
A little lesson about nature? I need to learn about nature.
Yeah, there's an animal that they have best friends. That's what this research says.
All right.
It's
well, I can tell you who doesn't have a best friend.
Yeah.
This Florida judge who was asking the lawyers to stop doing something.
Okay.
Or to start doing something, I should say. To start doing something.
All right. And Monica Brooks will be chiming in with...
A woman that she had her entire evening ruined. She's quarantined. Her evening was ruined.
Okay.
Because of what?
Well, what happened? Because of what? Do tell.
Okay. Well, was her day ruined because of a white van? B, a naked jogger. C, a bear peeing on a car.
White van, naked jogger, bear.
Hendrix is like a bear peeing on the car.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Hendrix.
I'm going with the boy, too. I'm going with the girl.
No. With the bear.
We all know what?
All of y'all are wrong. Hendrix, you're wrong. Okay,
the answer. Would you tell him that I agree that he has been no help today whatsoever?
No help. Let's see, because it's a white van. Because now, you know, people are inside their homes. And yes, it's a white van. Yes. Okay, so people are peeking through their blinds and, you know, and looking at their neighbors and everything else and trying to just be while indoors. So she said her evening was ruined because she likes to spy on her neighbors and someone parked a big white van
In
front of her house.
So she
Excuse me, sir, you are interrupting. Yes. Look,
See, you started You started it.
Yep. And okay, now he won't stop.
So
she couldn't see the neighbors.
Monica's broadcasting from her taco barn, which has its own gremlins. See, this is what happens when you feed the gremlins after midnight.
I know, look.
What's he talking about right now?
He's at a white van. Like, he's arguing over who's right, who's wrong, because he believes it's still the bear peeing.
I believe him. I'm on his side.
I'm not on his side anymore, Antoine. I have to say, he's a con artist is what
I'm on his side.
Antoine, all right. What's up?
So we got this judge in Florida, and this judge is upset because, you know, we're in quarantine right now, and so we have to do our court hearings over Zoom.
Yep.
Or teleconferencing.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you guys need to start doing this. Is it A, getting out of bed, B, wearing a t-shirt or wearing a shirt, C, leaving the pool?
The pool seems very, you know.
Leaving the pool?
Yeah, just like sitting there in the pool.
But that's a nice background.
You know, lawyery and stuff. Okay. But you know what?
I'm going to go with pool.
I'm going with bed. They're just laying in bed, doing nothing.
All right, Zach, you went with bed.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, you're correct.
There it is.
Monica, you said pool. Monica, you're correct.
Oh, correct.
And they're not wearing shirts.
Oh.
The judge has sent out three different memos because there was one lawyer. She was wearing a pool cover-up, a bikini cover-up because she was by the pool.
Okay.
Another lawyer did his court hearing from the bed. You could see the headboard of his bed.
Uh-huh.
And the other one just had a t-shirt on and didn't dress for the occasion.
He did, you know what? And actually, I saw, if you also guessed no pants, you're correct. Because I saw that story that a lawyer had, the judge demanded that all lawyers start wearing pants on their Zoom conferences.
These lawyers are lazy.
Yeah. I don't know. This swimming pool woman, I feel like I should look more into
this
story.
Research that.
Yes, to make sure. Research is important. Science is important.
Science.
So studies show that this animal has best friends. Is it A, dolphins, B, flamingos, or C, seahorses?
Aw. I think dolphins have best friends.
You think dolphins have best friends?
I'm going seahorses.
You're going seahorses? Seahorses! Well, you're both wrong. I'm sorry.
Flamingos.
That means you're wrong.
It is, in fact, flamingos. Hmm. Though I did put seahorses in for a specific reason that I will share in a minute. And see, dolphins, I'm surprised, Monica, because you feel like dolphins will, they're into humans in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so
they are, yep.
I would figure you would assume they have no loyalties whatsoever. They're just out there for their own.
Well, I mean, that too, but I think that they have. There's a couple that have besties.
Well, flamingos.
They hang together and they do what they do.
Flamingos are interesting. They're kind of like people in a lot of ways. Exactly, little man. Whatever you said. Lo-la-la-lulu.
Goodness.
I didn't realize how long flamingos live. I don't know what their lifespan is. I forgot to look it up. But some of the birds in this study have been around since the 1960s. So, I mean, that's...
Goodness.
60, 70 years we're talking about here. And these flamingos, they say not only do they have married couples.
Okay.
They've got same-sex friendships.
Okay.
Like, the flamingos got their bros and their girlfriends and everything.
Yep.
And they have close groups of, like, 3 and 4 close friends. So they do couples stuff. And, yeah.
That's
oh, nice.
That's precious.
Yeah.
Pixar should make a movie about flamingos.
Why is there
no movie about flamingos?
I'm surprised. You know, you would think they would because they were just all on knees, bending all backwards and everything. So, yeah.
Give me a movie.
Flamingos was the correct answer, but I did put seahorses in there just so I could play this old clip that we had that made fun of Shark Week.
You love learning about the ocean and its inhabitants, but you can't handle the blood and guts of Shark Week.
No.
Try the friendly alternative. The Hallmark Channel presents Seahorse Week. See the graceful, carefree seahorse dancing along the ocean floor. There's a small crustacean. I think he'll have a bite. Look at the playful seahorse in a game of hide and seek behind that soft coral. Where'd he go? There he is. You won't see disgusting shark bite wounds or baby seal carcasses. Nope. Just the glorious seahorse. It's Seahorse Week on the Hallmark Channel. Just between you and me, he's not a real horse. He just kind of looks like a horse in the sea. Seahorse Week, following the magical world of mollusks, only on Hallmark.
There used to be this commercial back in the day for Calgon. You know, Calgon?
Never heard of it.
It was like a bath soap or bubble thing or whatever, and it was, you know, to go into your happy place. It was Calgon, take me away. That was the phrase.
All right.
Yeah, since obviously you don't know that anymore, but I think this is fitting. Antoine, take us away.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
We want to go to another place.
We're going to another reality.
We're going to go to another land.
Yes. We're not going to stay in the present. We're either going to another reality or we're going to the past. We're not going to be here.
Right.
All right.
Be in the moment. Like, I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have the weekend. Friday is here. Today is Friday. I think I'm pretty sure somebody said that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a calendar that still exists that says today is Friday.
And if it's not, we're going to act like it is anyway. So there.
So this weekend, let's watch some things. Let's watch it as a family, as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I want us to watch, I want us to go to Hulu and watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
Now, have either one of you guys heard of this?
I've heard of the name, but that's
no.
it.
All right. Well, it puts a lot of people in the mind of The Office, but it's directed. It's a TV show. It's in season 2, but go back and start at season 1 so you understand what's happening.
All right.
It's a documentary style about the life of vampires. But it's a comedy with some very, gross.
Oh, wait.
There's some gore in it because, like, vampires have to eat and things like that. And it's directed by Taika Waititi. I think that's how you say his
name. Isn't the dude who was in Flight of the Conchords, isn't he in that? And then he was also the voice of a cartoon, very well-known.
I never watched that show, so I don't know. But, yes, let's say he is.
He's, like, an Australian dude or New Zealand kind of guy, something or other.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what? This is ridiculous. This is how messed up this world is. I think I watched the first season of this.
And you didn't even remember?
I forgot I watched this show. Season, I thought it was funny.
Season 2 is out now. It has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. What We Do in the Shadows, it's about vampires, but them explaining their lives and stuff. So, it's like I said, it's like The Office, but not. It's very funny.
Yeah.
There's gore in it. There's blood in it because it's vampires and... It's on Hulu. It's FX straight to Hulu. So when an episode comes on TV, it's on Hulu the very next day.
Okay. I'm calling it up. Yeah, I watched the first season of this, I think. Unless there's another vampire show.
Nope.
No, it is. This is the one. Yeah, created by Jermaine Clement is the guy's name. He was on the show Flight of the Conchords, and he was one of the Pixar movies. He was like a big undersea something or other. I can't remember. But I can't remember anything. Yeah, I saw this show.
You're struggling right now. But season 2 is out now, so go watch that.
It's fine.
All right. Let's go to HBO Go. Okay, so this is another show that's the furthest from reality, and I hope this never happens. I know, Monica, you tried to start the show Westworld, correct?
Uh-huh, yep.
But you probably didn't get too deep into it, I'm assuming.
No.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I did like a few episodes. And I'm like, honey.
And I don't know if this is your type of show, Monica, because it's very detail oriented and it can be very confusing. But Westworld is about a theme park, an amusement park. But instead of having roller coasters, you can be a good guy or a bad guy.
Right.
So you can be the hero or a villain.
And it's robots is what it is.
And
so
it's
these
robots.
Really lifelike robots that look like humans and actually don't even know that they are robots.
Exactly. And you can take out your greatest pleasure or your greatest frustration on these robots.
Yeah. It's a really interesting and weird show. It's a mind screw, man, all the time.
But, it is. You know, it's kind of a spoiler, but it's on season 3, so I'm going to have to say it. One of these robots realize that they are a robot and decide to cause a rebellion with the robots versus humans.
Yeah.
And it's in season 3 now. If you get through season 1, which you will, because season 1, in my opinion, was the best one, you will make it all the way through season 3.
And you watched all of them, Antoine.
Yes, I'm caught up. It's coming. Season 3 is coming on Sundays right now, and I'm watching every episode.
He breezed past me. I had watched season 1 and 2, and I hadn't gotten a chance to... You know, start watching the other one because I'm just so busy right now.
You got so many things on your plate.
I don't know.
I need to wrap up season 1, so I don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's really,
really good.
Well done. It's really confusing.
Season 1 is so confusing. Uh-huh. Good gracious.
See, I tried to wait and watch it with Jared, but you know, it's like we haven't caught up. So I'm like, I just need to just watch the show.
Yeah, you need to watch it. You need to watch it when you can focus too.
But yeah, it is one, like, you can't be on your phone.
No.
You can't be doing that. You got to pay attention, because even when you pay attention, it's confusing.
Yeah, so I had to go watch videos to explain it to me.
And
but
And if you say things like, I don't like thinking when I watch TV, just watch something else.
Yeah, this isn't the show for you. This puts you in thought.
Move
so
on.
Yes, Westworld and HBO Go. Uh-huh. And last but not least, let's go back to 1997, 1998.
Okay, those were good years.
That was a good year. Yeah. We're going to turn to ESPN on Sunday night, The Last Dance. It's a documentary about the 1997-1998 Chicago Bulls.
Ooh, sports stuff. But
yes, we need sports. Focused on Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Phil Jackson, and their last season together as one of the greatest dynasties in sports.
Okay.
And so in this, Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr, like broke his nose.
That's right,
There's gambling, there's fight. It's like a reality show. It is a reality show.
There was a lot going on back then.
Jordan gambling.
Uh-huh. He had if you're not familiar with his history, because now it has been a while, is he was one of the greatest players of all time, but probably one of the biggest jerks that ever played basketball also.
Michael Jordan said on Good Morning America 2 days ago that for everybody who watches this is going to think he's the world's most horrible person.
Okay. Well, at least he can admit that.
Yeah. He goes, you're going to watch, you're going to see how intense I was, how I didn't joke, how I sometimes bullied my teammates.
Yeah.
You're going to think I'm the world's most terrible person.
Intense is a better way to look at it than, say, mean, for example. But he was. He was just a super intense individual. And I think that's what happens when you're so talented. That's right, little man.
Yes.
He's intense.
So Sunday is the first two of the 10 hours that this is going to be for the next 5 weeks.
Got it. Okay, run it down again on the binge watch.
On Hulu, a show that Zach doesn't even remember watching.
I liked
it. What We Do in the Shadows.
I remember. And this is so sad, too, because I looked it up. I'm like, season 1 must have been like 3 or 4 years ago. No, it was last year.
Yeah. So we have What We Do in the Shadows on Hulu.
I don't know
we
what
have
I
Westworld
it.
On it's HBO funny. Go season 1. Season 3 is currently on HBO. And on ESPN on Sunday night is The Last Dance, Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Oh, and it's sort of set up where it's vampires that live in a house. So it's sort of like Real World meets vampires.
Yes.
So yeah, it is funny. I think I'll have to go back and check.
Maybe, possibly.
I loved it. Who knows? Was this real life? Whatever. Watch Westworld. Then you'll be as confused
I
am.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.